We're going to talk about a fellow from the Word of God in the book of John, chapter number 11. And the man's name was Lazarus. How many have ever heard of Lazarus? Okay. Who knows what happened to Lazarus? This isn't much room to preach from, is it? Who knows what happened to Lazarus? Anybody know? We got two people who know. All right, we got a few more. He died, didn't he? And it's a very unusual story because we read this story, we find that Mary and Martha and Lazarus. Mary and Martha were sisters. Lazarus was their brother. And they all lived in the same house. We don't know how old they were. But Lazarus got very sick. And so they sent for Jesus. And what's unusual about the story is they knew Jesus could heal him, but Jesus didn't go to him right away. He waited 2 days. And you know what happened? He died. Lazarus died because Jesus waited. And we look at that and we wonder, why did Jesus wait? What was the deal? And yet we find, as we read the story, that Jesus told them that He waited so that they might be able to see something that would make them believe God even more. And what He was doing was waiting till Lazarus died, that then He might go, and that Lazarus then might be raised from the dead. Now, this is a very unusual story. Because when somebody dies, they don't come back. My brother, when he was a little boy, had a little doggie. And the doggie's name was Puppy Dog. Hey, listen, had two names. You only name yours one. Okay? And he named him Puppy Dog. Didn't have him very long, and little Puppy Dog died. And so my mother told my brothers to try to help him to understand, well, your little Puppy Dog died and went to heaven to be with God. My brother, about 2-3 days later, went up the hill where they buried the dog and dug him up. He came running back to my mother and he says, Puppy Dog didn't go to heaven. He says, well, yes, he did. He said, no, he didn't. He's still up there on the hill. And he didn't understand some things about that. But God allowed this to take place that He might be able to show to them a tremendous miracle. I need a Lazarus. Ethan, where are you at? He's back here. Are you busy over there? I need a helper. Are you strong? I need a helper. We're going to look tonight and try to figure out some things. This is Lazarus. Come here, Lazarus. He is very sick. Doesn't he look sick? Come on, look sick. Go. Ooh. Okay. Come on, stand up here. Stand right up here. Okay. You need to come up here and kind of help him because he's very sick. Okay. Come on. Stand right there. Get on there. There you go. Just come back here. Be behind him because he's really sick. Okay. And he's been very sick. And in this movie, we're not going to fall over. Okay. But he dies. And like Lazarus, he died. Now here's what they did. In the days that Jesus was on earth, they did things a little different than we do today. If somebody dies today, well, we go to the mortuary and they take care of the body. But in those days, the family would actually take care of the body. And what they would do is they would wrap them up in what they called grave clothes. And they would be broad pieces of cloth. Now, we have tablecloth here tonight, and it's probably a little broader pieces than that they would have used. And so they would wrap him up. I need your help. We're going to wrap him up. All right. Bring that up over there. Okay. And we are going to, we're going to do this guy up good. Okay. Hold on. Keep it coming. Keep it coming. There you go. You got the idea. All right. Keep it coming. Keep it coming. Who used the word mummy? This is actually what they did when the Egyptians had the mummies. What they would do is also, while they were wrapping them, they would put different kinds of ointments and spices and preservatives, hoping that the body would not deteriorate and rot. Okay? Now, we're not going to cover his face. They didn't want to do that. Okay? But they would certainly cover the rest of his body and get him all fixed up. I need some help. You got a knife?
No.
You don't carry a knife?
Nope.
I thought every good Boy Scout carried a knife. There you go. You're not a Boy Scout, are you? Okay. And so they would just get this guy all covered up. And so forth. Okay. We're almost there. Okay. Now we left the face off, didn't we? Mummies don't hang their heads, okay. They would do something else over the face. And I got a washcloth. But they would put that there. Okay? Put a blanket on his face. And they would call it a napkin. Okay? Then they would take the body and they would take it to the grave. And when they take it to the grave, grave a lot of times is a little different what we have nowadays. While we dig around here, we dig a hole in the ground and we lower the body in a box we call a casket down in the ground and we put the dirt back over it. In those days, what they would do and what they did with the Lord Jesus too is often they would find a place on the side of a hill. They would dig out that place. A lot of times it would be solid rock. And they would dig this area out. And they might make a place in there where they could lay several bodies. And so those bodies would be laid in this grave. And then they would make a doorway, of course. And over that doorway, they would take a big rock. And a lot of times they would carve that rock so it would be nice and round. And then they could roll the rock away and then roll it back. And unless there were several people, the rock would be too heavy for somebody just come along playing and to move it out of the way. And so they'd have to do it on purpose. And so they would seal off that particular, what they call a tomb. And so they would put that body in that particular tomb. Now Lazarus, when he died, and time the Lord Jesus Christ got there, he waited 2 days before he left. And the travel time, when he got there, Lazarus had already been dead 4 days. Now, there's something that happens with a dead body. Have you ever driven down the highway and perhaps a raccoon or an animal had gotten killed or perhaps a squirrel got killed in your backyard or something? I mean, it stinks, doesn't it? Okay. Well, a human body will do the same thing. And the Bible says when Jesus says, I want to go to the tomb, his sister said, he stinketh. It's been 4 days. But Jesus wanted to go to the tomb anyway because There was something that he wanted to do, and that was to raise Lazarus back from the dead. I want to read you a verse. When he's talking to Martha, he says this, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live." There's something we need to understand tonight. When you and I are sinners, we are dead to God. We're like this mummy. We're like a dead person that can't talk and can't communicate with anybody. Because when we're dead in our sins, we don't really talk with God. See? And the Lord has to do something in our lives. And He has to do the very same thing that He did for Lazarus, and that is give him life. And so He said, "I am the resurrection and the life." And so when the Lord Jesus Christ came to that tomb, He said, "Roll away the stone. Roll the stone away. Don't stand there like a..." That stone is harder to move than... Come on, get down there and roll. Okay, you're getting out of it. Okay. He said to roll the stone away. For you who are in here, especially our Master Club workers, I want you to think about this. Why did He want the stone to be rolled away? There's two reasons. One reason is very obvious. If Lazarus is going to be raised from the dead, he's got to be able to get out of there. But there's another reason we don't often think about. Christian, rolling the stone away is rolling that away which is keeping him from hearing the voice of Jesus. It is moving the obstacles out of the way that is going to prevent somebody from hearing about Jesus. And that is one of our responsibilities. And so we want to move those things out of the way. Sometimes we invite people to church so they'll hear the gospel and not be disturbed by other things. We're trying to roll that obstacle out of the way so they can hear. And so after the stone was moved out of the way, we find that Jesus said, "Lazarus, come forth." Now let me ask you something. Now we got tablecloth and it's not on there real tight. Can this guy get up if he's laying down? Can he walk out? But Jesus told him to do so. Now, whenever Jesus tells us to do something, He gives us the ability to do it. I don't know how He did it. Perhaps it was some angels that were not seen. But it's not very many moments, and all of a sudden, appearing in the doorway of that tomb is Lazarus. Jesus told him to come forth and gave him somehow the ability to bring him forth and to stand him there. And everybody could see him. How did they see him? In his grave clothes. But he's alive. I want you to think about that, Christian. When the Lord Jesus Christ saves you, you still have a lot of the old grave clothes on. But yet when the world sees you, they see life too. And so we find he came forth. What did he tell him to do? He told him to what? Take off the napkin. You're alive now, by the way. Smile. And then he told him, loose him. Let's get with it. Loose him. Loose him. Get rid of the grave clothes. Here, you don't need more grave clothes for later. I mean, this is resurrection time. Huh? Loose him. Hot in there. And now he is what? He's been set free, hasn't he? And the old grave clothes, the old way of life, and all those old things are now gone. Christian, one other lesson we ought to learn from that. Could he take the grave clothes off himself?
No.
He needed some help, didn't he? Yeah. And these little ones that many of you have worked with all year long, one of the things in some of their lives you've been doing is been rolling the stone out of the way, that they might hear the voice of Jesus. Because it's not until they hear the voice of Jesus that they are going to be able to be saved, are they? And when they're saved and they come forth, then there's another job we have, and that's to help make them so they are, can we say, presentable. Even though they are a testimony to the world, we want to get them out of the grave clothes. Who in the world wants to walk around in grave clothes? They're hot, aren't they? They don't let you have liberty. They don't give you the freedom that God wants us to have. Okay? And so you and I, what do we do? We're rebuilding their lives. By the way, not rebinding them. Sometimes we do that as Christians. Sometimes we take off the grave clothes and then we wrap some other cords around them. But we're what? Trying to help them to be set free in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now there's something that happens as a result of all that. In verse 45... John chapter 11, it says, "Then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did, believed on Him." Do you realize? And the Bible says this, "Ye are epistles known and read of all men." In other words, you are like a letter. You're like a book. If you know the Lord as your Savior, people are looking and they see. And it can help them come to the place of belief also. That's a wonderful position we have. And so here's a man that Jesus brought up from the dead. Just like He wants to change us from our old dead ways in the world and let the Lord have His way in our life. I thank you guys. You've been a great helper and mummy. Okay? God's good, isn't He? That He would do those kinds of things for us, that we might be able to have life everlasting. He can be our Savior. The key, by the way, is that we will listen to God. How do we listen to God? This book right here is God speaking to us. As we read it, it can speak to our hearts. As we come to church and hear it preached, it can speak to our hearts. As we have somebody read it to us, it can speak to us. And you and I need to be able to hear it in order to believe it. That's one reason we want you to memorize it, so we can allow it to come into the mind and go down to the heart. And so tonight as we gather together, many of you are going to get awards. And it's for memorizing the Word of God. If all you've done is got it up here and not allowed it to come down in the heart so that you might really believe it, then you're still dead. And somehow we want to roll the stone away that you can really hear. And then afterwards we want to be able to remove those grave clothes. Amen. And be a help and a blessing in the lives as we partake together in the things of God.